On the 13th of December, Labour proposed a motion in the Seanad to protect the employment rights of SNAs and recognise the vital role they play in our school systems. Impact organiser Grace Williams tells us about the motion.
We were in the Seanad yesterday because a motion was proposed by the Labour senators looking for the SNA allocations to be released in a more timely manner next year, so in May before the summer months. So posts in schools for SNAs are determined by the NCSE, who look at the needs of children in the school and decide whether or not an SNA should be allocated to the school. So when the allocations come out after the school has already finished for the summer months, SNAs were going into their summer break without knowing whether or not they had a job to return to in September, meaning they weren't able to plan their future, weren't able to apply for other jobs, and ultimately just didn't know where they stood going forward.
Labour Senator Aidan O'Riordan, who proposed the motion, gives us some background to his work on the issue.
I've been working on the SNA issue with Impact for quite a number of years. I remember about 5 years ago having a public meeting in my own constituency about the issues of workplace rights, employment security for SNAs, and the meeting was packed. And so I started a report in the Oireachtas Committee, which I was then a member of, and then when I left the Oireachtas Committee, when I became Minister of State, Senator Mary Moran took it on, and that report was published in January 2016. We decided as a Labour group, we have private members' time every few months, and we decided this time to dedicate that private members' time that we get to the issue of SNAs, to the issue of their employment rights. So I think when a group of people who are known for their compassion, for their work with very, very vulnerable children, are turning to potentially industrial action because their grievances are not being listened to, but then that's quite a significant development.
Impact organiser Olajide Ogidon tells us about Impact's visit to the Seanad.
We decided to go on the invitation of the senator that was going to raise the motion, and that's Senator O'Riordan. And he invited us for the briefing at about 2 o'clock. And he told us that there will be some members of the House of Senate attending, and they could have some questions to ask us, so we have to be prepared.
Impact's Deputy General Secretary and National Secretary for Education, Kevin Callanan, describes the lead-up to the proposed motion in the Seanad.
Since we announced the ballot in July and our members have voted, the government has changed its position on the funding of the SNA allocation from the next school year in September 2018. They told us at a meeting on the 4th of December that this is now settled, and the additional posts announced have been funded by agreement with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. So we're very happy that our action has been successful. Earlier on Wednesday of last week, our divisional executive acknowledged that this was progress, and we've now written back to the department to seek to progress other issues, including the key one of job security. So we were very happy that the motion was proposed in the Seanad later that day, and that we saw cross-party support to ensure that the government counter-motion was defeated and this motion was passed. And that really is about, as we heard the debate say, that's about respect for SNAs, and that respect needs to be achieved through normal employment arrangements for special needs assistance.
Senator O'Riordan.
So in the government counter-motion, the minister said that there's an ongoing review of the position, and that the report by Mary Moran of the Education Committee will be part of that review, and that Impact have been consulted. But that's news to Impact, or so we were told earlier that day. So thankfully, with the support of Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin and Independence and the Civic Engagement Group, the Labour Party motion was passed, the government motion was defeated. And I think what happened on Wednesday night in the Seanad was a great moment for SNAs and for their trade union representatives.
Olajide.
The motion itself is very, very significant because it's a motion that is in support of the position of Impact Trade Union. The motion is asking the Department of Education basically to do what Impact is looking for. And one of that is the issue of allocation, to make sure that the allocation comes out every year well ahead of schedule, probably around April, if not possible in April, at least to come out in May. Then the second one is to have more respect for our members by defining the roles of the SNAs. And the third one is to make sure that there are training arrangements in place for our members and also that there should be a kind of a mechanism whereby if there are issues that could not be resolved between the Department of Education and the union, that there has to be a mechanism that would allow us to take the issue to the WRC and have a quick resolution.
Grace.
Special needs assistants are so important for children. They provide care needs and support children who ultimately wouldn't be able to attend school without them.
Senator O'Riordan.
Well, I was a principal and a teacher for 11 years in the North Inner City, and I think anybody who's ever come across an SNA knows they are absolutely dedicated to the children that they work with. They work quietly with compassion. They make the lives of these children so much better. Children look forward to going to school because of their SNA, and they often forge relationships that last a long, long time because of that connectivity they have with their SNA. And SNAs never ask for anything. They've never, in any of my interactions with them, ever raised the issue of pay or salary or money. Fundamentally, they want respect. And I think that's the very least that that our SNAs deserve.
Kevin Callanan.
I think what yesterday shows is that if we have more SNAs in the union, we will have greater strength. We will have more ability to mobilise a big force to achieve respect for SNAs. That needs to be shown through standard job security, through proper entry qualifications, to ongoing continuous professional development, and generally speaking, being treated as an equal worker in a school to everyone else.